Macmillan Audio presents All the Tides of Fate by Adeline Brace. Read for you by Natalie Nautis. Chapter 1. This water is fierce. It snarls as it thrashes against the Duchess, who lets herself be jarred by the wrath of winter's tides. She tests her new captain, knocking me against the weather-worn helm, as grainy seawater slickens the wood and dampens my fingers. But I won't slip. Not this time. Back the mainsail! I dig my boots into the deck and grip the helm tight, refusing to let the ship bait me. I am the captain. If the Duchess refuses to listen, I've no choice but to make her. Today, there's no promise of neighboring islands in the distance. None of Mornute's mountains are visible through the milky white haze that blows in from the north. It wets the air, seeping into my pores and plastering dampened curls to my neck. The ship buckles from another blow of the tides, and I brace myself for what's coming as I see the faint shadow of the fast-approaching buoy I anchored to the sea a full season ago. I shut my eyes and pray under my breath to any god who might listen as we approach, begging them to spare me, begging them to let this be the day that the boundaries of my curse are pushed further. But, as always, the gods refuse to listen. The moment the Duchess passes the buoy, my knees buckle as white hot.